I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia claims to be a nation where unity, diversity, and religious freedoms are upheld, despite being a Muslim majority. But as the country counts the votes for Jakarta's next governor, many wonder how true that is. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says if the current governor, Basuki Purnama, is reelected, it'll suggest that the country actually does value diversity and religious freedom. That's because Purnama's a Christian and ethnically Chinese, as a double minority. Pray for a peaceful conclusion to this and that religious freedom would be upheld. And then Slavic Gospel Association's Lana Yusuf was recently in the Commonwealth of Independent States. While there, she was able to see SGA's Emmanuel's Child take place. Now, through that program, SGA helps to provide funds for local churches to reach out to orphans and adults with the gospel. In Uzbekistan alone, 265 children were reached with the hope of Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.